Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Too Long Didn't Read. I'm the girl with kaleidoscope eyes, John Henry from johnhenry.us. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Today, we are going to talk about bias and why you need to be aware of your own and a simple bias check that you can use to help ensure that you are living up to yourself. It's probably important to note the context here. Ed Whelan is an arch right-wing lawyer and talking head who clerked for Antonin Scalia, and he writes for the National Review. We are not in the same lane ideologically, okay? And that makes this point that he's made much sharper. He wrote in a tweet, "Elementary mental exercise to see whether your legal analysis or your political bias is driving your conclusion. Reverse the political players, e.g., substitute Biden for Trump, and see whether your conclusion changes." Now, I strongly disagree with Ed Whelan on just about everything, but that's not what this is about. The simple fact is that he's right in this case, and he's not only right, but it's incredibly important that every human being on the planet knows it. This is an exercise that I do constantly myself, and I believe we all should. In any decision-making process that has an effect on somebody else, try to reverse the situation and see if you feel the same way about it, because if you don't, there may be a problem. Why does it matter? Look no further than the dialogue surrounding the ongoing indictments of former President Trump. I've talked about this a little bit already. The current leftist cheerleading for the Espionage Act, which is one of the most troubling and problematic sets of law in our entire history of law, is frankly more than a little scary and provides a great example of why it's important to go through the exercise that Ed Whelan is describes in his tweet. Any sort of law that criminalizes speaking against the actions of the government is terrifying and should absolutely be subject to the harshest scrutiny. And all it really takes to understand that is saying to yourself, what if Donald Trump was trying to use this power to his advantage rather than it being used against him? How would he be able to abuse or misuse it? Reverse this situation and have the Trump administration prosecuting Joe Biden illicitly under some pretense like the minor scraps that turned up at his home office. Suddenly it's not so cool. When you've got a war being prosecuted for unjust or unworthy reasons, suddenly it's not so cool that you could be sentenced to 10 years in prison simply for advocating against that war when war is what the government wants, like Eugene Debs was. That's not to say I think the prosecution of Trump is at all illicit or even flawed, just that if we were thinking clearly, we'd have a lot more conversation happening about the Espionage Act that isn't driven simply by the former president's sycophants trying to make excuses for him in the media. It makes someone like me, who constantly writes in criticism of power and its abuses and those who hold and abuse it, feel really uncomfortable about some of the company that I'm keeping when I start seeing ostensible left-wing activists and personalities all happy about the Espionage Act. When you turn it around, the flaws in the act become very problematic, and we can't afford to ignore that simply because those flaws happen to be working in a way that's both personally satisfying and morally righteous in the case of Mr. Trump. I'm not even saying fix it first, worry about Trump later. It's the tool we've got now to do the job, and the job needs doing, so we'll use it. What I am saying, though, is we will keep having problems like Trump until we build and implement systems that actually do what they say they're supposed to, like form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. The only way to do that for sure is to resist the urge to ignore abuses of power when they're accomplishing things that you like. And that is our Too Long Didn't Read for the day. Thank you very much for joining us. I am John Henry from johnhenry.us, reminding you that everything I do is completely crowdfunded. Please help me out if you can. Drop by the website johnhenry.us/money, and there's PayPal, there's Patreon, there's Cash App, and all that other stuff is all linked on there. You can do it a million different ways, one time or recurring. You can go weekly with PayPal. You can go monthly with either PayPal or Patreon, or you can do one time. Doesn't matter if it's $2 or 2,000. It all goes into the cause and to creating the work. Thank you very much. Have a great day. This has been Too Long Didn't Read. I'm John Henry. Peace.